Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo. He's coming up right after this.
Your voice is smooth, the words are clear, but your lips don't move. Yet I can hear you, oh no. You're talking out your ass again.
Happy birthday.
Yakking about things that you don't know. Your thoughts come out from a different hole, oh no. You're talking about your ass again.
You know that we're the best of friends, and I'm always glad to see ya. But it makes me frown when I hear the sound of your verbal diarrhea.
Sense and logic both succumb to the dissertations from your bum. Oh no, you're talking out your ass again.
Here we go! M&M's don't work like Spanish fly.
And Jell-O won't give you cancer.
Einstein didn't die from athlete's foot.
And ham was never made from hamsters.
Ray Charles didn't write the happy birthday song.
Stevie Nicks is not a guy.
I don't think so. Mr. T doesn't own Chuck E. Cheese.
And Abe Vigoda hasn't died.
Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yeah, well, faced with facts, you still don't quit. No room for doubt when you're full of it. Oh no, you're talking out your ass again. Don't pretend, cause in truth, my friend, you can't defend all the words that went out of your ear end. Quit talking out your wazoo.
Happy birthday.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There we go. Look at that handsome man. There's Frank Caliendo in his pajamas. Hi, Frank.
It's an Amazon shirt. It's for like $3. I'm saving money.
All right. Hi, Frank.
Nice t-shirt.
Hey, by the way, Josh, thanks for defending me a little bit before I came on. Just the way you said Tom is going to ask me for about 6,000 different voices. How does George W. Bush feel?
I feel great, man. I feel awesome-ified.
Glad to hear it, sir.
I just love that.
I know you do, but Josh cushions me. It's so funny because I will do things that people will be like, why don't you like Josh Arnold? I love Josh Arnold. He's just the one I'm the least afraid of in the studio, so I pick on him the most. He just gives me a chance because he'll laugh at it, and then he'll sneak in little things, little like killer jabs at you that you don't even realize he got you with until after the show. You're like, oh my God, Josh, that was a great joke. You'll be like, I know.
Hey, he's working on a Josh Arnold.
Yeah. That's good. Hey, he's working on the Josh Arnold. That's very good.
Very flattered.
Oh, that's
very
nice.
Flattered. Yeah, again, I was watching. Do you guys watch Better Call Saul? And I won't give away any spoilers. My favorite show, and I do not have the Bob Odenkirk, but a friend and I have been working on to try to figure out how to get it. And he's almost got a little bit of Clinton. It's a very strained voice. I don't know if anybody there does one, but it's a very strained voice, kind of like Clinton. But I figured out where it comes from. It's the laugh. And Bob Odenkirk directed me in something once. And that laugh, that ha, 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 it's not Seth Rogen's deeper. It's a that. But it comes from the laugh, and it's in there, and that ha, 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 and he really laughs like that.
Yeah.
And the sketch they directed me in was with Ben Stiller. Hmm. Ben Stiller was playing a Dead Poet Society type of teacher. And he was teaching the kids, instead of the Diary of Anne Frank, he was teaching them the Diary of Frank Caliendo. I mean, it was a total, it was a joke. It was really making fun of me, but I was like, this is great. This is hilarious. And then the end of the show, it was a show called Birthday Boys on Independent Film Channel. And at the end of the show, it's him, Ben Stiller, just telling me stuff like, okay, now you're Adam Sandler at a grandma's funeral.
I'm sorry, I don't want to see you go, grandma.
I wish you were still here.
So that's just my topicality with that's how I tied into Bob Odenkirk. But I'll get that Bob Odenkirk. It'll be completely useless because it won't have a take. It'll just be a somewhat similar voice.
I just read his book. It's good. He's got a really interesting story. He's a guy that really didn't ever want to be an actor. He was an improv guy and mostly a writer. He was a writer at SNL. He wrote the famous Van by the River.
Yeah, the Matt Foley sketch.
That was
a Second City thing, right? Yeah. And Farley, that you might think you know what you're doing. That whole thing, that just coming in and barreling in, that unbelievable.
But Odenkirk is great on Better Call Saul. And of course, Breaking Bad. We're talking with Frank Caliendo. Frank, are you getting ready for the NFL season?
Of course. Yeah. I these are impressions that are kind of in the works. Everybody keeps telling me to do Dan Campbell and the coach of the Detroit Lions. And every time I try and do it, it starts to turn into like a Super Dave Osborne kind of character. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling him Super Dan. Just this crazy, we might be down. They're going to be. It starts to go into that. Living in a van down by the river. It starts going back down there. So, but yeah, a little bit, I'm just tired of all, a lot of the impressions I do keep getting canceled. So I'm thinking about writing some letters because I'm from 1957 or so. And to people and be like, hey, could you be careful so I can keep this career going? It's amazing. I don't even know what to do. That's the thing about impressions that makes it really difficult is, people die. People stop being president. This canceling thing, it's amazing how many, and you never know, like somebody could be in the news for a cycle for 2 days. I remember Morgan Freeman being in the news for a couple days. I'm like, oh no, this is going to be a problem.
Frank had to climb through 500 miles of the filthiest slop I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to, trying to figure out another voice he could do that could narrate his act.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Getting ready for the NFL a little bit. I saw Stephen A. Smith came back. So my vocabulary is ready to go. I'm horrifically unidentified and understanding that I just made up two different words.
I love that guy. He's such a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think that's what happens when you start getting paid so much and something works for you. Because he was, if you remember his first stint at ESPN, he actually was fired. He had a show called Quite Frankly, and they had him leave, or it was a contract thing, but he wasn't very big at all. Then he came back on First Take when it was Skip Bayless, and that became huge. And it's amazing to see. You just find the right thing, and all of a sudden it takes off. So they sent Stephen A. Smith a couple years ago. They started having him – they paid him that $8, $10 million a year, whatever it was. Then they started using him on everything. Like he was hosting the NBA Finals. And I think they realized quickly that he's just going to yell the whole time. And they've dialed him back because he's like, here we are at the NBA Finals, game one, and I'm personified. And people were like, well, can he do that the whole time? By the third game, he's like, we're here at the NBA Finals. I'm ready to go. This is spectacular. I'm ready to go.
Like, yeah. The thing about a guy like that is he has to have a rock solid opinion about the most meaningless stuff.
And really, I could go off on Rox. Without Rox, what are you going to weigh down your papers with? There's no way to go. It doesn't cost you any money. You could go to the store. You could dive deep into your pockets, understanding that your bank account is going to be drained. But what do? You go out to the garden and find a couple snails underneath, and then you also have a little escargot.
Stephen A. Smith, that's Frank Caliendo, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we do live in a culture where there's not a lot of commonality. I mean, what's the biggest network TV show? They're all football games. Then what have you got? NCIS? Warrior.
What about that, Tom? You like Ninja Warrior?
I watch it occasionally.
To speak to that a little bit, this is a slight tangent. I was reading something about a song that didn't make it to the top 10 or even like to the top 50. I'm trying to think. It was the Lizzo song. And I know no music.
Right.
Except for Michael Bublé, who I became friends with on TikTok, and I can tell you about that. That's insane. That's the only good thing that's ever happened to me on TikTok. Michael Bublé invited me out to a concert and then brought me up, and he talked to my daughter during the show.
Oh man, that's so Juliet. Cool.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And then he had me do some impressions for the audience. And all the husbands that were there with their wives that didn't really understand how great he was were like, "This is the best show ever. Kelly Andrews here. So you should be nicer to Josh Arnold."
Hope he does John Madden even though.
I was going off on a story before, but I got to go to that now. So with the John Madden, I hadn't been on stage for a while. I did a corporate event, and they always want the greatest hits and stuff like that, of course. And I'll do John Madden at all live shows just because people want to see it. Maybe not a lot of it, but some. I'd forgotten he had died. And you have to cushion that a little bit, right? Like, you have to talk about it. And I was like, so John Madden, he makes, oh boy,
here's a guy who forgot he just died.
So I just made fun of myself for a little bit, but it was one of those types of things like, man, you got to pay attention. It's just unbelievable how little I do pay attention.
Yeah, hey, Frank, you might want to drop the Vin Scully.
A long fly ball deep into center field.
Sorry. Well, that's good, though.
I kind of enjoy it. I do a few. The older ones are the ones that always work the best because people have heard them for so long. And the one that Tom calls out for,
could you do a little Ted Knight? Spalding, what you on the golf course in 5 minutes?
See, Frank, that just makes me feel so happy.
There are little bits of that stuff. There is something. This, the nostalgia of an impression is something that's a lot of fun. The new ones, you know, and a lot of my audience likes the older ones. So if I go out there and I'm doing like I'm Thoth, a god of thunder, you know, people are like, okay, can you get back and do some more Mel Kiper Jr.? Talk about tremendous guy out there in a different realm. Like Thor, he's got the hammer, he got the cape, and he did the last movie. I didn't quite get what was going on. Korg came out. I'm all for everything kind of thing, but all these different things, Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4, look at what's going on here. We're going to figure out who's going to be the next Thanos, and it looks like it's going to be Kang the Conqueror.
Mel Kiper is doing the Marvel Universe.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? That could be my new thing to tie generations together. Mm-hmm. I've got Captain America passing the shield to a tremendous friend. And you look at Sam Wilson. He's an Air Force veteran. I think it was doing a tremendous job. Doesn't have any superpowers, but now he has a shield that he can throw at people. I'm not really sure if that's going to be able to compete against a guy from a different planet or an interdimensional traveler. But we'll see what happens. You team up, you get Avengers 7 or whatever number they're at. At the end of the day, you're going to need Iron Man back.
That's right. Frank Caliendo was our guest. Do you do any ladies?
No.
We know you do Miss Piggy. But,
don't you do it? Is that because you do one?
No. I just remember you telling us about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I guess I could do that, a little bit of that for you. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to do any famous women, or just
yeah. I mean, it never seems to work. I don't think I have the register for it. Hmm. It's I mean, I pull off the visuals really well, but it's they used to put me in a wig and make me Rosie O'Donnell all the time on Mad TV and stuff. So I've never been able to really do it. A friend of mine, Terry Fader, does amazing female singing impressions. I've always envied that, but I've never been able to really do it.
Do you sing?
I can a little bit. It takes me a little bit of time to get into it. But once you put the music on, I really start to struggle to stay with the music.
Oh.
So I'm really good. Acapulco.
Now, I learned something the other day, Frank, that may interest you slightly. I know that you are an avid table tennis player.
Yeah.
Which is often referred to as ping pong.
Yes.
Mr. Chick McGee enlightened me as to the word ping pong and the fact that it's
involved. Oh, yeah. Gnip Gnop, that game when I was a kid.
Do you remember Gnip Gnop, Frank?
Gnip Gnop was...
As soon as I saw the picture, I remember.
Because I didn't remember
it. Backwards, right?
I thought. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what ping pong is? It's a trademark. It's like Kleenex or Q-tip. It's owned by somebody. That's why people call the game table tennis.
Sure.
Because it's actually, yeah. Yeah.
Are you kind of a table tennis snob?
I'm a huge table tennis snob, Tom.
Uh-huh. And what celebrities are at your level of table tennis, may I ask?
Judah Friedlander.
Judah, okay.
Really good. Other than him, nobody.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people think they're really good. It's one of those things where somebody thinks they can play the game, and then you bring your paddle with you, and they're like, whoa. What are you bringing a paddle with? I'm like, well, do you bring golf clubs with you to the golf course? Yeah, but that's golf. I know. This is table tennis.
Now, just for dramatic flair, does your table tennis paddle screw on the handle like a pool cue?
Yeah, like the Hustler. Josh, that's the movie, not the magazine.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering what you were.
I had to get one in there.
Like the paddles I see in Hustler aren't really appropriate for
people. They're right about me. The people out in the world are right about me.
Well, you got an applause from Griswold.
I love that. That was so nice.
Yes, because Josh likes porn.
Ad-libbed.
Hey! What was the question? I don't know.
I was asking what if there are any movie stars, or I know that Paul Newman was he loved playing table tennis, and he would challenge his neighbors and his friends when they would come over to his house. I was just wondering if there are any famous actors that are really good at table tennis.
Well, I'm ready to play him anytime he's ready. Remember, I don't watch the news.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up the Paul Newman. Frank, it's always a great pleasure speaking to you. I'm glad you and the family are doing well.
Are you a pickleball player?
Thanks. That's you and my dad. That's all I care.
Frank, I gotta play some pickleball. I got two new knees. Gotta play pickleball with them.
I want to play pickleball.
Two new knees.
But dad, well, here's my 40-yard dash. I'll wait. My dad actually ran a 40-yard dash for me. It took him 40 minutes. He ran it. And
he's got new knees.
Two new knees. Yeah, and his real softball stats come out every time I see him. He's like, went 2 for 3. I'm like, all right. He's like, I moved up two spots in the lineup, Dad. Frank, moved up two spots in the lineup. I'm like, you're hitting well? No, two guys died. That's not even a joke. The 75 and over.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.